It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome to Hipsters Hate Us. I'm your host, Vailville Banks. As many of you know, we have kind of been doing a little bit of special shows for these past 2 weeks. A show before that was a psychedelic rock show. After that, we did our first ever hip-hop show. And this was going to be a continuation of that format of doing special episodes. We were supposed to have Daniel Lapp in the studio. We were going to do another house/techno show. However, due to some other arrangements, that had to get pushed back to September 21st. So we're just kind of going back to the old school feel that is Hipsters Hate Us, which is basically just playing new music and some old ones for good measure. This is going to be one of those old ones. Here is Love with a track that I'm really in love with, The Red Telephone.
Sitting on the hillside, watching all the people die. I'll feel much better on the other side of the moon ride. I believe in magic. Why? Because it is so quick. I don't need power. Look in my eyes. What are you seeing?
I see.
How do you feel?
I feel real phony when my name is Phil. Or was that Phil?
They're throwing away the key. I wonder who it'll be tomorrow.
tomorrow, you or me. They're locking them up today. They're throwing away the key. I wonder who it'll be tomorrow, you or me.
We're all normal and we want our freedom.
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 yourself inside these walls that ever get taller. Keep out all the night and all its patrollers. 'Cause deep down we're all ghosts.
And we just got through our first set on our show. You guys are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on a local 107.3 FM. What you just heard from was Innis Wilson with a track called Our All-Time Lows. That is coming from our station's play box. It is an EP. It is called Bedford Hills EP. Just a really nice little song. Kind of had like a Beatle-y vibe to it. Kind of had that swaying Beatlehead thing going for it. But if you're going for more of like the kind of headbang and stuff, well, just before that, we heard from Career Suicide with a track called Blank Expression. That is coming from their album Machine Response. I mean, just real heavy stuff, real punky and in your face. I don't know if it is Career Suicide to sound like that, but who knows? They picked that name for themselves, so they're going to have to deal with little things of jabs like that because of a name like Career Suicide. And we started off this set with Love with The Red Telephone, which is just a really nice old 60s psychedelic song. I believe it came out in 1967, maybe 68, off their album Forever Changes, which is probably Love's greatest achievement and one of the greatest psychedelic rock albums of that era and just of all time. We're going to keep on this kind of rocking train. We are going to be listening to some kind of like alternative rock slash kind of power pop stuff. I really am loving this band right now. I believe they have just put out their first debut album. This is Low Tom with a track called Overboard.
Is hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us?
Yeah.
Yeah. themselves, spend their lives resenting their fathers. Some girls hate the bodies, stand in the mirror and wait for the feedback, saying, God, make me famous. If you can, just make it painless. Just make it painless. Assisted suicide, she dreams about dying all the time. She told me she came so close, filled up the bathtub and put on our first record.
God, make me famous.
Just make it painless. Just make it painless. On and on, I don't know what I want. On and on, I don't know if I want it. On and on, I don't know what I want. On and on, I don't know if I want it.
On and on, I don't know what I want. On and on, I don't know if I want it. On and on, I don't know what I want. On and on, I don't know if I want it.
Some girls hate themselves, hide under the covers with sleeping pills. Stand in the mirror and wait for the feedback.
Too much, get too much, too much love, too much time. Someone's got to stop. Stand in the mirror and wait for the feedback.
Creature comfort makes it painless. Bury me penniless and nameless. Born in a diamond line, it's all around you but you can't see it. Born in a diamond line, it's all around you but you can't touch it. Say, God, make me. Make it painless. Just make it painless. It's not painless. She was a friend of mine. A friend of mine. And we're not nameless. Oh. Goes on and on.
Almost to the halfway point on the show. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. What you just heard in that last set was from Arcade Fire with Creature Comfort. That is coming from their newest album. Dustin Howe is looking at me in the studio right now. What a crazy little guy. Yes. What is he doing? Dustin Howe is, say hi, buddy.
Hello, folks. Say I hope you're enjoying the show.
They totally are. 100%. So anyways, yes, Arcade Fire, Creature Comfort, that is coming from their newest album, Everything Now, which to me was not a record that I really enjoyed from that group. I just found that, like, I've never been a huge fan of those guys, but, like, to me, like, that album went really into a dancey territory, and just not really great. But that song was one of the ones I could stomach a little bit more because it did not make me want to vomit like some of the other ABBA-ridden tracks that Arcade Fire were known to be doing on that record. We also heard from Pet Sematary, which is kind of a play on a good old movie and book Stephen King did. And if you guys want to check out a good Stephen King movie, it is coming out, I believe, this weekend, so check that out, with a track called Stair Collection. I don't know if there's like a synth on this song or maybe a little bit of a guitar, I don't know, but I just really love this background, whatever it is in that track. Awesome stuff. And we started off with Low Tom with a track called Overboard. And right now we're kind of going overboard in the studio. We're going to be heading off into some great old hip hop music. This is our featured artist of the night. Of course, it's got to be Kodak Black with a track called Roll in Peace. And it's featuring a guy that I don't really know how to say his name. My buddy just told me to call him X. So this is Kodak Black with a track called Roll in Peace featuring X.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
Hey, everything be like off the top these days. Like, these days, I don't even know what a pad is these days, you know? Yeah. Hey. Ho, cause she a net. You ain't the one for me, baby. You ain't got speed. You want me to take my time with you, or maybe I'm not your speed. Maybe I'm not your lead. You ain't got no cheese. Maybe I'm just too G for you, maybe I'm just too scree. I can even roll in peace, why? Everybody notice me, yeah. I can even go to sleep, why? I'm rolling on the beam, yeah. They tried to give me eight, got on my knee like Jesus, please. He don't even believe in Jesus, why you got a Jesus, please? If you wanna leave, just leave. But you ain't gotta lie to me, even the blind can see. But she ain't gon' ride for me. You ain't even showing me the love you say you got for me. There ain't no loyalty, you lie to me. You say that you gon' ride for me, huh? Baby, that's blasphemy, yeah. Baby, you're bad for me, yeah. Say you gon' clap for me, yeah. Say you gon' blasphemy, yeah. Why you ain't show me none of the love you say you have for me, yeah. We're going through tragedy. Neither you drastically, yeah. I'ma just switch my flow up, yeah. Maybe I'm sick, no throw up, yeah. Maybe I'm sick, no check up, yeah. Boy, you need to run your check up, yeah. I'm eating on your catch up, yeah. I'm eating on your catch up, ayy. Hit a face down with even when I'm messed up, ayy. You ain't the one for me, baby. You ain't got what I need. You want me to take my time with you, or maybe I'm not your speed. Maybe I'm not your lead. You ain't got no cheese. Maybe I'm just too G for you. Maybe I'm just too scree.
I can even roll in peace, why? Everybody notice me, yeah. I can even go to sleep, why? I'm rolling on the beam, yeah.
They tried to give me eight, got on my knee like Jesus, please.
He don't even believe in Jesus. Why you got a Jesus, please? If you wanna leave, just leave. But you ain't gotta lie to me. Even the blind can see. But you ain't gon' ride for me. You ain't even showing me the love you say you got for me. There ain't no loyalty, you lie to me. You say that you gon' ride for
I
me.
I ain't gon' do the cause I'm too good for feature, huh? I ain't gon' cause I know she a eater, huh? Last time I wiped the told the world I beat her, huh? And when they lie low, call that cut my couldn't believe it, huh? Hello, shorty. Boxing up a Nokia poking, yo. Hit it from the back, then it said that I knocked her period on. Mama, when I had that poker, huh? Still looking on my shoulder, huh? Was some Yoda, huh? That mean a young who on me?
You ain't the one for me, baby. You ain't got me. You want me to take my time with you, or maybe I'm not your speed. Maybe I'm not your lead. You ain't got no cheese. Maybe I'm just too G for you, maybe I'm just too scree.
I can even roll in peace, why? Everybody notice me, yeah. I can even go to sleep, why? I'm rolling on the beam, yeah.
They tried to give me eight, got on my knee like Jesus, please.
He don't even believe in Jesus. Why you got a Jesus, please? If you wanna leave, just leave. But you ain't gotta lie to me. Even the blind can see. She ain't gon' ride for me. You ain't even showing me the love you say you got for me. There ain't no loyalty, you lie to me. You say that you gon' ride for me, ayy.
I'm in London, got my beat from London.
And I want you to know something very important before I even start this song. Something very important before I even start this song.
I can't feel no more. No, I can't feel no more.
I told myself that I wasn't gonna pop no pills no more. No, I can't feel no more again.
I can't feel. Told you that I love you first. Ooh. Nowadays I gotta swerve. You, yeah. I took you out of the fur. Back then I saw no one but you. You gave you my racks and I splurged too. Calling my phone and I curve you. Hope this song really don't hurt you. AP froze.
What?
Time so slow. Yeah, it reversed.
Yeah.
Marshall out of my coat. Got buttons but leaving it open. So they can all see my shirt.
My shirt.
Rico is all on my shirt.
My shirt. I can't believe I made it out the dirt.
Louis Scott for me, it look like a curve. My main girl a doctor, my side girl a nurse. And they keep on talking. And they keep on talking. Hey. All these girls up in the club, why you looking at Vert?
Why?
I am not worried because I'm gonna need a white curtain.
Yeah.
My boyfriend ain't my bad and bougie Vert. She gave me head, so I call her a nurse. I can't feel. No. I can't feel. Yeah. I can't feel. My body's numb. Maybe because I am so hurt. Told you that I love you first. Ooh, nowadays I gotta swerve. You,
yeah.
I took you out of the fur. Boost. I'm doing fine now.
Yeah,
I'm doing fine now. No, I do not need nobody now.
No,
I do not need nobody now. I'm doing fine now.
Yeah,
I'm doing fine now. No, I do not need nobody now.
No,
I do not need nobody now.
I can't feel.
Play me like a stranger, but I've been in your button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
And what you guys just heard was Dance Movie with a track called An Elegant Fade. That is coming from our station's Playbox. Just some really cool, nice little music there. Just really kind of had like a power pop kind of style. And I just love the kind of vocals that she was doing on that track. We also heard from Lil Uzi Vert with a track called Feelings Mutual. That is off his album that is out right now, Love is Rage 2. I don't know if there was a Love is Rage Part 1, but I would suspect so. I don't know if this is an album or a mixtape, but I just really love this song. It kind of has that trap feel, and it's not just kind of like a rap song. It really kind of has more of a singy-songy kind of vibe going with it. And we started off this set with our featured artist, Kodak Black, with Roll in Peace, featuring, I'm just going to call him X, and that is off Kodak's newest album, Project Baby 2. Well, not album, again, mixtape. There's all, with these rappers, they always do these things like mixtapes. They don't just come out with albums like normal people. They got to do these things on the side that produces more music. But I will say the guy is really prolific. I mean, he put out two things in the same year. I mean, he came out with his debut album and put out another mixtape. So Kodak Black, I salute you, buddy. You are doing some great stuff. Hopefully everyone is enjoying the show right now. And actually, some people were asking me, like, who was that guy that was on the show? Well, that was Dustin Howe, who came into the studio. You guys might know him, or some people who are asking, they don't know. He is a guy that does a show on the station from 8 to 9. It is called Fifth Element. It is an all hip-hop show. I did one of those last week. He does it every week. So if you guys want some great hip-hop music, Dustin Howe, Fifth Element, 8 to 9, Thursdays, that is the place to be. But right now, we are kind of on like a train, or like, I always say train, maybe it's a plane of things that are just random. We have psych rock, alternative rock, hip-hop, and now maybe a little bit of electronica, though this might have kind of more of that indie feel or kind of staying in that vein, but there's something in there that will suit your guys' fancy. This is Soccer Mommy with a track called Benadryl Dreams. This is going to go out to my little friend Lindsay, not just because I just think like soccer mom out there for her. I don't know why, maybe, but just I get the vibe of Benadryl Dreams would really suit her. So without further ado, here is Soccer Mommy.
Yeah! Stick around.
I will never sleep tonight, I swear.
shit, but if the light ever comes. Till sunrise, it could be the last time that the earth makes a soul. Think you feel better if you do your hair up, please. This crowd around my eyes, drink, I am alone. The things I start to say are better left at home. I'm waiting for a date I'll never know. Think you feel better if you save up all your many. I'm just saving all my courage for a war.
And everybody, this submarine is coming to a close. Yes, I was saying earlier we're on a train, we're on a plane. A listener out there, Sean Harriet, said, no man, it's a submarine. Hipsters Hate Us is a submarine, and you have been listening to this show on a local 107.3 FM submarine right now. We just heard in our last basically set of the night was Rocco Code with Is It Real? I'm so glad that these guys have come out with, I don't know if it's an album, maybe it's an EP, but I mean, they used to be in the Playbox before, and I love their music. I'm glad they're back in there again. We also heard from A.V. Tear with Miss Secret. That is coming from his newest album, Eucalyptus, I believe it's called. A.V. Tear is known for being in the group Animal Collective, as some of you may know. And to me, he is the member that I like the most. He's kind of like the John Lennon of the group. He has kind of a real distinct voice. He's really harsh, maybe on the ears a little bit, whereas someone else in the band, like Panda Bear, is more like the Paul McCartney. He sings like the nice songs, but what am I saying? I mean, I own one of Panda Bear's albums on vinyl, and I own no A.V. Tear albums on records, so am I really a big A.V. Tear fan? Who knows? I'm just glad that Animal Collective have been putting out music themselves and as solo projects, because more Animal Collective music, whether it be solo or together, is just great stuff. And we started off with Soccer Mommy with a track called Benadryl Dreams, and that is going out again to Lindsay. I want to give a big shout out to everyone that listened to this show on this episode, which of course would have been Vanessa Vale, Cohen O'Connor, Leanne Dunham, and Cameron Whitcomb, as I like to call him, who actually, I haven't talked to this guy in forever, and he finally tuned back into the show. So thank you, man, for listening, and everyone else. Anyways, you can listen to Hipsters Hate Us every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Monday mornings from 11 till 12. You can find every episode available on Mixcloud.com, and because of the radio exchange, you might be hearing me in other campus and community stations, so that is a great thing there. We're going to be finishing the night off of Hipsters Hate Us with a track from a band that you all know and maybe have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with. This, of course, would be Weezer with coming from their, I love saying coming from, it's like my saying, I just realized this right now. This is coming, see, I'm doing it right now, off their new album, Pacific Daydream, which is not out just yet. It is going to be out in October. I don't really know what I think. Weezer have got to be one of the most prolific bands that I know. I mean, literally in 2008, they came out with a record. 2009, they had an album, which was pretty bad, so maybe they shouldn't have rushed it. And then 2010, they had a record. They took a kind of bit of a break. And then in 2014, came out with a record, took a year break, 2016 record, and now it's 2017, and another record is on the way, and I believe in 2018, the For Long Black album that they're going to be doing. I know, so original, these guys. That's going to be coming out maybe in 2018. So, I mean, Weezer just crazy. I don't know what I think of this track so much. To me, it's... Yeah, it just has that power pop feel. It's not a great song, but it just really puts you in that summery vibe. And because this is the last episode of August, why not finish with that? So here is Weezer with Mexican Fender. And if you really like it, get a chance and pick up their newest album, Pacific Daydream. This is Vailville Binks signing off for tonight.
Guitar shop on Santa Monica and 7th Street. The salesman tried to get my attention to sell me a Mexican Fender. She came to get her 10,000 steps and hang out with her boyfriend. But I was only trying to get to know her, so I took her out to the ocean. It was hot, hot, 100 degrees, but she only went in up to her knees. She didn't want to take off her jeans, 'cause that would be insane. My summer love.